Welcome. Today, we're discussing some drama unfolding in the React OS project. It's a fascinating look at open source contribution gone sideways.
Sideways is putting it mildly. This whole thing with the Cursor AI pull request has sparked some serious debate. So, fill us in. What happened?
Right. So, someone submitted a pull request adding configuration files for Cursor, which is this AI-powered code editor. Think VS Code, but with an AI agent built in. These files were for coding style, editor settings, the works. Problem is, these were very specific to their workflow within React OS.
Okay, so what's the big deal? People share configs all the time, right?
Normally, yeah, but these were merged without any review and seem pretty unnecessary for the project as a whole. Other contributors were, let's just say, not thrilled. They're questioning why everyone needs to download these personalized settings, especially given concerns about AI-generated code and licensing.
Licensing? Ah, so that's the other layer to this. It's one thing to share preferences, another entirely to introduce code potentially generated by an AI, which might have its own licensing baggage.
Exactly. And some contributors are pointing out the cost of using these AI tools, raising concerns about accessibility for less well-off developers. The whole thing has blown up into a discussion about proper contribution etiquette, maintainer responsibility, and the role of AI in open source.
I see. So it's less about the AI itself, and more about how this particular contribution was handled. It seems like a bit of a power move, adding project-specific settings without consensus.
That's the impression I get. It highlights a tension in open source projects. On one hand, contributions are welcome, but on the other, there needs to be a process, a community discussion. This wasn't that.
It sounds like a recipe for disaster. I mean, imagine if every developer added their personalized settings. The repo would become a bloated mess.
Absolutely. And the fact that several developers have openly voiced their disapproval on the pull request thread speaks volumes. They're asking, was this discussed? Was there a meeting? Anything? The silence is deafening.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Will the changes be reverted? Will there be new contribution guidelines? This could be a real turning point for the React OS project.
I agree. It's a microcosm of larger issues facing open source. And whether you're for or against AI coding tools, this incident raises crucial questions about process and community. Thanks for joining me in discussing this today. We'll definitely keep an eye on this and see what unfolds. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.